This is the Opening Market Podcast for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Greg McBride of Allendale for our opening market discussion here on Monday. Greg, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Well, a little bit of back and forth. We do have the corn unchanged as we've started the day session here. Beans are up about 5 in the old crop. Wheat's up about anywhere from 1 to 8 depending on which variety you're looking at. So a lot of what we see this week is going to revolve around speculation about that USDA report on Thursday, looking for some lower numbers out of the corn ending stocks due to the grain stocks number that we had at the end of March. So probably down about 50 to 100 million bushels. We're talking about somewhere around 2.1 billion is what the average guess is. No real major change to the bean side of things, unless they come and hammer on the export side of things. But we haven't necessarily taken that into account just yet. So we'll be watching to see what the numbers look like as far as South America. Maybe some lower numbers out of Brazil. I would look for maybe a slightly lower number out of Argentina's corn, but no major change out of their beans just yet.
And keeping an eye on the weather here in the Midwest, we have gotten some rains here, even in Iowa, where it's been extremely dry. Greg, has the Midwest gotten a decent amount of moisture here over this stretch run?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We've seen at least the topsoil take a major shift back to more of a neutral and in some cases a little bit too wet in the last, say, 2 weeks with some of the rains and some of the snows that have come through. So this is a good look to the start of planting season over the next, say, week to 2 weeks. We just need the temperatures to warm up just a little bit. Maybe some of those wetter areas need to dry out a little bit so that we're not going on too spongy of ground out there. But overall, I would be looking for maybe a slower start to planting this year, looking at potentially maybe some cooler temperatures in the back half of April to keep us from really getting out there and spreading our wings. But I think overall, I don't see any major issues for planting just yet.
Last week, we focused a lot on livestock because of all of the news from the avian influenza outbreak and how that was affecting dairy cattle, and then also an infection in a dairy worker in Texas. Greg, what's happening with the livestock right now?
Well, you're seeing box beef and cash trade back off a little bit. We are starting the week out firm with a nice dollar to $1.50 move higher in both feeders and fat. So a lot of this maybe chalk it up to a little bit of consolidation, maybe some profit taking early in the week here. We haven't obviously seen anything as far as the average cash trade from last week, but or show list numbers. But with the way that things have kind of fallen out of bed over the last, say, 3 weeks, seeing this market tick up a little bit for right now feels like a little bit of a win. We need to turn the corner here and maybe look at last week as a major low, but I can't call that just yet. Obviously, we're only a few minutes into the trading session for this week.
And obviously, cattle took a turn to the downside with all of that news with the avian influenza situation. Do you agree with the theory that that was kind of in the works or something that was maybe coming? It just needed that first domino to kind of knock it forward, and it turned out to be the avian influenza news?
Yeah, and I think some of that is overblown. And the reason I say that is that with the standards and practices that we have in place for both the milk and the beef industry, those animals were never going to make it into the milk was never going to make it into to the consumer's hands. The beef was never going to make it to the consumer's hands. So the beef would have never even gotten to that point anyway. So nothing that I would say should have been as bad as what they say, but it's an ongoing thing, you know, just the same way as we kind of looked at COVID when it started, or you know, whatever. You see the knee-jerk reaction is a lot worse than what it probably should be, but that's how panic selling works. So for right now, I think we're looking at the calming things down this week. You do have some potential that we've gotten to a point on the cash side or even on the box beef side that maybe we found a bottom, but we, like I said, we can't call that just yet. We got to see see what the next story is. If the show list comes in and it's supportive, and box beef comes in this morning supportive, we could continue to see this market bounce a little bit at least to start the week.
For hogs, at least in the front month, especially, you know, being out of the spotlight turned out to be a good thing for the hogs in recent time frame, and we've seen some movement to the upside. Greg, what's the situation overall with the hogs?
Yeah, that market is bullish. There's just no question. We've been talking about it for a few months. The pork exports have been very good. Cash hogs are doing well. We're seeing the market start off a little bit on the defensive here this morning, looking at that June contract down about $1.20 to start the week, but overall that market is looking very strong. This would be what I would consider maybe a welcome retracement if we could see this market set back a little bit. As long as it doesn't do any damage here to the chart, I think this market's still got some more upside. It's just a situation where we can see this market turn on a dime. So as you go into the spring, we typically do start to back things off, and as you go into summer, that's when you get into those doldrums. But overall, for right now, they are on a good tear, even though they're starting out this week slightly lower.
Greg McBride of Allendale, our guest here on Monday. Greg, thank you for the time. What's the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
Give us a call at 800-2-MARKET. That's 800-262-7538.
Thank you, Greg. Have a great week.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Talk to you later.
That was Greg McBride with Allendale. It is time now for a check of the numbers. May corn is unchanged at 434 and a quarter. May soybeans up 5 1/4 at 1190 and a quarter. May soybean meal up $4.10 at 337.20. May soybean oil down 67 cents at 48.22. Chicago wheat up 1 1/2 at 568 3/4. Minneapolis wheat up 7 1/4 at 655 1/4. Kansas City hard red wheat up 8 3/4 at 591 even. And May oats down 0.25 cent at 331 even. On the Merck, April live cattle up 45 cents at 178.70. April feeder cattle up 45 cents at 238.15. May lean hogs down 35 cents at 97.20. May pork cutout up $2.35 at 104.10. And Class 3 milk down 3 cents at 15.54. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.